Notice the thoughts.
I do need to buy it. Did it die? Did it?
You can know the sort of qualities that accompany the thoughts, whether they're wholesome or unwholesome.
I think I pick it out even. Memory is very bubble. But I mean, say even bubble. Do we need a six or a DM?
And whether what the mind is thinking of is thoughts of the past, memories, or thoughts of the future. You just need to know that this is mind. Thinking is happening now. And while there's thinking going on, what else is going on in the mind? What are the feelings associated with the thinking? What are the other mental activities, ideas, and so on that feed into the thinking? When we talk more, we find we have more thoughts after the fact as well. We have more thinking. And these thoughts, the thinking mind needs to be seen as the object, seen as objects. The thinking process. That there is thinking, that there are thoughts, is not an indication of whether the mind has samadhi or not. So just because the mind is thinking does not mean that you have lost samadhi. Samadhi is in the observing mind. It's able to watch steadily. That's samadhi. If you are able to maintain awareness, it means there is samadhi. In this next day, the level of activity is going to start increasing, probably has already done so. You'll find yourself planning more, deciding what to do. There's a lot of cleaning to do, packing. He says, but remember that no matter how much there is to get done, you only do things one at a time. How do you do this? Go through this day without losing awareness. The mind's habit is to put all its attention outwards when it feels it has something that it needs to get done. Thinking about what to do and how to get it done, if we put too much energy into that, we lose mindfulness. We can do it without losing mindfulness. Whatever we do, we can know how we feel as we do it, the state of our mind, and what's happening in the mind as we do it. When there's not much to do, we can take our time and do things at a very leisurely pace. So if mentally we don't have that sense of hurry, if mentally we can relax and take things one at a time, then we can maintain awareness. We have a choice of so many things to be aware of that might be suitable for ourselves. We can be aware of the mind as we do what we do. We can be aware of the state of mind that as we do things. We can be aware of the calmness or the steadiness of the mind as we do things. Our choice. And we have to do this at home too. This is how we need to continue to practice at home. To only be able to practice and meditate when there's nothing else to do, when we are still, that's for beginners. But as we gain ground in practice, we should aim to bring the practice into all facets of our lives, to become skillful at maintaining awareness in every situation and context. It is not only when the body is still and not moving that the mind can develop samadhi. We can be moving and still develop samadhi because samadhi is something that's developed through the activity of the mind, not the body. Even a runner can develop, probably has great samadhi. If the awareness is there, there will be samadhi. When we have the right attitude and we are aware continuously, there will be samadhi no matter what work we do. Let the mind and the body do what they do naturally. It just needs to be seen. That's all. Take interest in the observing, how the mind is observing, how the mind is being aware.
တချိန်တည်းမှာအာယုန်ကြီးအများကြီးတည်နေဆိုတာတတိယဆွမ်းအားတက်လာတာရဲ့စိတ်ကိုရှုတက်လာတာရဲ့ဆိုင်တယ
် The mind is able to know more objects when the awareness has gained momentum and the ability to know the mind has become better, and only then.
I only imagine you like to be below. Say good to be below.
There's no need to know a lot of objects. You just need to know the observing mind, the mind that's being aware. When you go home, take home the skills of how to begin trying to be aware or continuing to be aware at home. To be steadily aware.
ဒီတာမန်တင်ပျောက်သွားတယ်ဆိုရင်တော့ခြေနေမကောင
်း If you lose all the mindfulness while still on retreat, that won't do.